Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
So the Heartland Music bringing us back to John Mellencamp. Thanks for hanging out with me. 7 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. Rich Galen is our guest. He's the author and the publisher of Mullings.com, this thrice-weekly cyber column, except in August when it's twice-weekly. It's an outstanding cyber column. I encourage you to check it out, because if you're of the Republican persuasion, you're going to want to know what he says. If you're a Democrat, you're going to want to know what he's up to. And all they got to do is go to Mullings.com and subscribe, right, Rich?
Yep, that's it. That's all you got to do. It's so, right there in front of you.
And great reporting, by the way, on the Iowa straw poll and everything. He's actually goes out on the field. Rich has joined us from all over the world, especially his great work that he did in Iraq a few years ago. Hey, Rich, okay, so now we got, you think Romney's probably going to be the nominee, and I think you're probably right about that. Frankly, I thought I thought he was going to be 4 years ago too, though, Rich.
Well, it's tough running for president, and you know, sometimes it takes one time around the track to get it right. The advantage that he has is that now he's had his team together for about 5 years, so they're not elbowing each other, you know, to get in front of reporters. They all know their roles. They know what they did wrong last time. And, you know, for the as long as it's working, it's working. You never know what's going to happen in these things.
And he has the ability to raise the money, and he has money of his own.
Yeah, he's got a couple of $100 million he can throw. You know, last time he threw in $50 million. And we laughed at the $50 million mark and took the checkbook away.
Yeah.
But he's a formidable guy. And there is sort of a history in the Republican Party that the runner-up from 4 years earlier gets the nod this time.
You think Rubio, kind of the Hispanic senator, brand new, though, brand spanking new senator from Florida, who a lot of people like a lot of promise. He's awfully young. He's awfully untested. Reminds me of another young senator who was untested, who became president. And speaking of which, what's it going to take for the GOP to knock Obama out of the office, if anything?
Sometimes the environment just overtakes everything, and you can't do anything about it. I mean, it's like the tide coming up. I mean, if it's going to be an extra high tide, you can pretend you're King Canute and try to hold it back, but that tide's coming in. And I think that may be where the president finds himself now. I mean, you've seen the same poll numbers. He's down under 40% in some
39,
polls.
Yeah.
In terms of job approval, that's down in George W. Bush range.
And somebody else
at the end of his second term, not the first term.
Somebody else just said that they still believe that employment will be high eights, if not above nine, a year from now.
Well, if that's the case, then all the Republican nominee has to do is not make any mistakes, and I think they'll be ready for a change.
Just keep
Go ahead. No, one of the issues that I think has dogged the president, and that's what you were referring to just a minute ago, is that he was so unprepared for this job. He was such a good campaigner and had so much promise, literally and figuratively, but when it came down to executing, he has no skills. He doesn't have any negotiating skills because he's never had to do it. He doesn't have any really deeply held positions that he's tested over the years, because he was in the Senate for 3.5 weeks or whatever it was before he started running for president. So it was just to go back to what I said earlier, time and tide was in his favor, so he became president of the United States. But from the earliest days, there have been questions about whether or not he was up to this job, not because he's not smart, not because he's not honest. All those things are, he is smart, he is honest, but he just doesn't have the experience. He's like Herman Cain without the pizza.
Another thing that I think is that people are starting to notice about Obama is Rich, people are starting to compare him to Carter. I don't know if you remember, but 2 years ago, I started comparing him to Carter, not because of his ideology, not because of anything except one thing. I don't think he really believes in the power of the positive attitude and the things that Americans can do and what America can do, I don't think he really appreciates. I think he believes in it. I don't think he understands it and appreciates how much of a lever it is. What do you think?
I think you're absolutely right. And when you go back to his history, you know, being a community organizer and all that, a community organizer, you know, in that position is us against them. Mm-hmm. Them is everybody who's not us.
Yeah.
So he never had the option. He never had mentors that said, you know what, let's look at the glass half full here mm-hmm. for about a day and see where that leads us instead of always complaining that the other guy has more water than you do.
And he won't get off that story. And I think he'll ride that story into being
early
out of
retirement.
I think that'll be the thing that'll get him, if more than anything. Hey, Rich, thanks for being here. Good job today again. See you next time.
Thank you, sir.
Rich Galen, ladies and gentlemen, a great American, Mullings.com. Don't forget, check out his website. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.